The Sunshine Coast Lifeline aeromedical crew have winched a sick patient from a cruise ship. The man, aged in his 60s, was on board the ship that was travelling from Singapore to Brisbane when it's believed he began suffering a cardiac incident. The rescue chopper winched a rescue crew officer down to the ship's deck to stabilise the man before he was winched on board and flown to Sunshine Coast University Hospital in a stable condition. Customers and staff were very lucky to escape serious injury when a vehicle ploughed into a shop front at Mooloolaba on Saturday afternoon. The grey sedan smashing through the front glass entry to the chicken takeaway shop on the corner of Kapala Street and Brisbane Roads. Two people were transported to Nambour Hospital and one patient was taken to SCU, all listed as stable. Investigations into what caused the driver to plough the vehicle forward are ongoing. Well, Barnaby Joyce has accused the owner of more than 200 pubs across the country of hypocrisy over its ban on Australia Day celebrations. Australian Venue Co, which owns six venues here on the Sunshine Coast, says it's making the move because the date creates hurt and sadness. But the Nationals MP has told Seven that explanation doesn't stack up.
If you really think something that hurts people, alcohol and gaming, how about those two? So if you really want to be virtuous, why don't you just shut your pub down?
And mixed feelings from the Noosa Council on its legal case against Kinkin quarry operator Cordwell Resources. The council had taken legal action, claiming the operators of the quarry had breached their management plan by increasing works beyond the scale of original approvals. However, the Planning and Environment Court found the council wasn't successful in demonstrating that. A new enforcement order was issued, meaning all loads except those carrying large rocks must be covered. That's to reduce dust and debris from quarry trucks.